This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Suggy today on the show before Christmas. And this week's show is a Christmas-themed program that I hope you're going to enjoy because we have a lot of Christmas music for you this week. Lee Greenwood is our first guest. He's got a new CD out right now of Christmas favorites. He'll be here. Dina Martin, the daughter of Dean Martin, will be joining us with a new CD for Christmas. We're going to talk about last-minute shopping ideas with Jennifer Jolly. Next hour, Tony Orlando will be here. He, too, has a Christmas CD out, along with, you ready for this? KC and the Sunshine Band. And I tell you, their Christmas music is sensational. And we'll be joined by Elizabeth Warner, the last part of the show, and she'll be talking about ideas for children at Christmas time. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Suggy today.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you when the men hurt to today. But there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Gosh, I love that song. I could listen to that song all day long. I mean it. And I'm so proud that it was written and sung by one of my dear friends who I've known for almost 30 years. Joining us right now is Lee Greenwood. Hi, Lee. How are you? Welcome back, my friend.
Thanks, Ron. Great to talk to you again.
You know, I meant what I said in the introduction. I just could listen to that song all the time. Even when you're in a foul mood after watching all the news on television, put that song on and it'll make you proud of America again. Because, boy, I tell you, some of the things we see on TV challenges that fact a little bit.
Yeah, I sometimes get a little bit disappointed in the approach that news has, and I understand about media and what they teach journalists, and that is you have to have both sides of the coin. You can't just be always good news. You got to support bad news.
Yeah.
And people cling to bad news because it's what gets your attention. You know, there's a wreck on the interstate. Oh, let me listen to that right away, you know.
Right.
And the Boy Scout troop brought goods to homeless. Okay, that's fine. I'll let that go. So you understand the philosophy of it, but at the same time, it gets so over and over and over and over about the nation having such problems. Let's talk about the good stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that analogy has been used. I'm very familiar with the fact that you just drive down the road, and if you see lights, sirens, action, people stop. You know, they just, they want to look at this stuff.
Well, it does get your attention.
Yeah, it does. Well, let's talk about the positive things. First of all, I saw you last Monday on Fox and Friends, and you did a sensational job, as you always do. You know how I feel about you. And you were singing to people that were becoming American citizens on Fox and Friends. That had to be a thrill, because they really feel the impact of what it means to be an American citizen.
You bet they do. That's not the first time I've done that.
I know.
The first time, I think, was 5 or 6 years ago, and we had many more. They had like 30 that they swore in as citizens at that one time. And Jana Punatola from Homeland Security was there, and right after the service, she said, "Can we use your song in the film for the immigration ceremony across America?" And I said, "I don't see why not." And so they went ahead and made a film. It's a beautiful film, and have my song in it. So when somebody is sworn in as a citizen, they hear the national anthem, the president's speech, whoever's currently the president of the United States,
mm-hmm.
God bless the USA. They take the oath to the country, just like I did when I joined the NEA, the National Endowment of the Arts Council, or a military person, and then they surrender the flag of their old country and become an American. We did that with 12 people on Fox and Friends this last time, and I got to meet all 12 of them. And I had this brand new shirt printed up just for that event. It says "Proud to be an American" on the front, and every one of them was putting on the shirt just to say, "I want to know, have everybody know that I'm proud that I'm an American."
Wow, that is such a feeling, and to think that you precipitated that song and you wrote it really very quickly, did you not?
Yeah, I didn't complete it within a week, but I wrote most of it until I got home and talked to my producer. You have to realize we were on the road 300 days a year, our first 3 years of touring, and it was very rigorous. Hardly time to get home and lay down a recording, not alone the pictures on the front of the album. Remember the big square album?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember
our
that.
Our kids now fall on vinyl.
Yeah, they're in the museum.
Yeah, no, not anymore.
No, you're
right. They're selling them at Barnes & Noble, and my 21-year-old, who's a Chancellor Scholar at TCU, an all-musical composition major, has discovered vinyl, and he even argued with me that instead of calling it a record player, he calls it a vinyl player.
Well, you know, it's funny, and because I just read yesterday online that it's outselling CDs now.
Yeah, because they're more costly.
Yeah.
CDs are not.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, to produce the record, it's more, and then the jacket. They're actually, and I'll just kind of add this as a footnote, American Patriot I recorded after I left MCA over at Liberty, and MCA has since gobbled up Liberty Records, but they're reproducing the American Patriot CD, which contains the national anthem, "God Bless America," "America the Beautiful," "God Bless USA," "The Battle Hymn of the Republic," "This Land is Your Land," and a couple other American songs. They're reproducing it in vinyl with a red, white, and blue cover next year. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
The reason we got rid of vinyl is because it doesn't last. You put a diamond needle on it, and right away you start to wear out the recording. So we went to CDs because it's a laser.
Right, right, sure. Well, you know, I can remember back in the days when I was a disc jockey doing remote broadcasts, and we used to bring the records out with us. And they put us in a showroom someplace with the sun beating down, and about a half hour after we got there, every record was warped.
Yeah, that's awful. It does that with heat.
Yeah, on the 30th to Hiawassee, Georgia at the Anderson Music Hall. Do you know that I live on Hiawassee Street?
That's, yeah, you really?
Yeah. You've been to my house. Hiawassee, Georgia at the Anderson Music Hall. This is what I think is very, very nice. You know, you're Mr. America. I mean, you're part of the apple pie, Chevrolet, and the whole nine yards, okay? Now you have a company that is in association with tour sponsorship, which is a company that is also has the same philosophy, the same thoughts, same ethics that you had, the ABC Supply Company. This is a company that parallels your image as an all-American person.
I can truly tell you that. And that is, they are from Beloit, Wisconsin, self-made. They started from nothing. And they have over 1,000 distributors in the United States. They're in roofing, asphalt, and some windows. They're a distributor, not a manufacturer. And Diane Hendricks, who outright owns the company, is extremely benevolent. She has a great staff that has worked with her for over 25 years. And, I mean, when I align myself with someone, I will not diffuse my brand for any amount of money. But this company is Red, White, and Blue American. They use my song and have for 15 years to inspire the people that work for her company. And they want me to do several events for them for a year. And they give me a check that I can go ahead and pay for my bus and transportation. And I put their name on my bus. It says ABC Supply presents Lee Greenwood on tour. I'm proud of the association. And I absolutely love the company, ABC Supply. And you'll see my bus running into Hiawassee, Georgia with my whole band and crew and merchandise and everything. By the way, I love Christmas season. And our show is called A Tennessee Christmas.
Oh.
Now, I know T. Graham Brown will probably sing some of his country hits, and he's with us there. But I only sing one other song other than Christmas in my show.
Really? Now, when you do that, Lee, do you find that people want to hear all of these songs that you've recorded? I mean, let's face it, you would be there for 7 days if you'd had to do all of them. I mean, you have 22 studio albums, 7 compilation albums, and 7 number one hits, 38 singles, including songs like Turns Me Inside Out, Dixie Road, Somebody's Gonna Love You. I mean, do they say, geez, can you throw more songs in? But you can't when you're doing a Christmas show because you'd be there for a month and a half.
Well, they don't dictate what I sing on stage, nor did they even ask me. I just tell them that this is the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
We're right after Thanksgiving, and I'm going to bring Christmas to your city. And it's called The Tennessee Christmas. We do that song in the show, which is written by Amy Grant.
Yeah.
And I just love the season. And I think to put people in the spirit of Christmas is what my agenda is. And that's why I don't do the country music. I'm not trying to sell anything. I just want to put people in the spirit of Christmas. And the reason for the season is Jesus Christ. So if I can get those people thinking on that term, then I've achieved my goal.
Wow, what a great philosophy, Lee. That is truly the meaning of Christmas. And I'm glad that you're bringing it all across the USA during this Christmas season. We're going to pause for a second, Lee. We're going to come right back with more with my special guest and friend over 30 years, Lee Greenwood, as we talk about Christmas.
We'd like to do for you a song that has been in my Christmas show for a number of years.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost snipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows some turkey ate the mistletoe. Try to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
It's the most reverent Christmas song ever written.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. My very special guest is my pal of many, many years, Lee Greenwood, talking about Christmas. And Lee, there's something about that season that really changes everybody's hearts. And, of course, doing God Bless the USA on top of that is unbelievable. But the songs that you sing, because my late brother couldn't listen to Christmas music, he also said he didn't like it. The only reason he didn't like it is because he got so sentimental about the memories it brought back, which is the reason why I like it, is for the memories it brings back. But it can be a very somber time, especially when you start thinking about when you're younger and your parents were with you and so on and so forth. But it is important to do those kind of things.
Well, there's nothing wrong with reverence. And I think if whether it's a sad memory or a happy memory, I think we just kind of all mold that together, and we just give them a message of happiness. So when people see our show, there are about 50-50 traditional Christmas songs and 50% that you've never heard. But if you have either one of my Christmas CDs, mm-hmm. And one is called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, the other one is called Christmas to Christmas, both are available on my website, which is newly designed, LeeGreenwood.com. And you'll see those two albums, so you can buy those for Christmas as well. And we have all this new Christmas merchandise.
You know, that's a tough thing to do, and I give you a lot of credit, because when you go on the road, as we know, when you stay on one location, like so many people did in Branson, you know, with Bobby Minton and the late Andy Williams and everybody else, they could produce a show. Doing what you do is exceedingly difficult, because you will have to recreate the stage and a new sound system and get used to the lighting and every night venue that you're in. So, you know, it's a very laborious and stressful situation. Now, Lee, with all of the pandemic and all of these issues that we're confronted with, what are your plans for this holiday season with you and your family?
Yes, I have my boy's coming home from TCU. He'll be home for Christmas,
great,
the entire Christmas holiday, so he gets home right after that. And then Dalton will take a few days off, and we'll have our sons both here. We're spending Christmas at home this year.
Oh, that's great. I mentioned earlier some of the things that you have done over and above when it comes to music, and it is staggering. I could be here forever doing it. For example, being appointed to the National Endowment for the Arts in 2008 by President George W. Bush. He had to be confirmed by the United States Senate, of course, with that great book that has out now, Proud to be an American. Actually, that's been out for a couple of years, has it not? You gave me a very, very early edition of that, and I went out and bought two more for my grandchildren. Boy, is that a good book.
Thank you, and I've just been appointed as a trustee to the Kennedy Center by our current president, Donald Trump.
Really? And honored with the Congressional Medal of Honor Society's National Patriot Award, which is unbelievable. You keep so busy when it comes to this. You give back so much, Lee. You really do. And that's the truth. I mean, you just give back a lot to the country that we love so much. Now,
I don't know how many people know this, but when Lee was on the show a little while back in the studio, he brought his sax with him, and a unique saxophone it is. You started off as a sax player, did you not?
I was piano first because my mother played piano and mandolin. And
oh, wow, really?
And we didn't have a tight family. I was raised by my grandparents. My father and mother were divorced when I was a year old, and my mother was our guardian, but she was in and out of two other marriages before she met the man that she would eventually stay with, who I loved dearly, Louis D'Antonoli, my stepfather. But there was a piano in the house, and I always learned, you know, to play the piano first, because I had to play by ear. I really didn't read music, and I think through the first year or two, when I was 9 or 10, my mother knew that I had looked at a saxophone and kind of liked it, and brought me one. It actually was my uncle's instrument, who played it in nightclubs. And she said, you know, that he's not going to play anymore. If you'd like to have this instrument, and I already played drums, and I played drums in the American Legion Drum and Bugle Corps. So just trying a variety of instruments. Well, when I found the saxophone, it was over. That was going to be my main instrument. And I didn't play piano for a couple, 3 years until I had to start ranging and writing in high school. So then I went back to piano as well. And when I left high school at the age of 16 and went straight to Nevada with my own band called the Apollos. That's a Greek god. I don't know why we named us that. And then opened at the Stardust Hotel, and I began writing and arranging for all shows in Las Vegas.
Wow.
And did so for the next 20 years.
At the Stardust, I didn't know that. Wow, that's great. All the women like singers and sax players, so boy, you got the two already covered there, don't you?
There's something romantic about that.
I don't know what it is. I played the trumpet. You know, nobody wants to go out with a trumpet player because their lips look like Mick Jagger, you know?
Oh, that's not true.
So that's the tough part. Obviously, we got a lot of people that are, you know, in homes right now that need all of the CDs and entertainment items that you supply the world with. Lee, I got to tell you, again, it's always nice to have you here. I treasure your friendship. Thank you for what you do for the military and for our country and for patriotism. I heard Claudia tell you before we went on the air that you have really recreated patriotism in this country, and believe it or not, we need it real bad, and you have filled a void that unfortunately is too big, but you're filling it up day by day with your patriotism.
Well, it's awful kind of you to say. I just love what I do, and I love the military. As you know, I have one charity that I support, Helping a Hero out of Houston,
right,
Texas, where we build homes for wounded warriors, and that is my mission.
I know. Lee, again, when you come to Florida again now and you get in Orlando, please let me know so we can get together, my friend, okay?
Hey, Ron, we'll do that.
Okay, good, and happy holiday to you, Kim, and the boys, all right?
From my family to everybody else, a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Lee. A class act, there's no doubt about it. Lee Greenwood, one of the best, I got to say. And as I mentioned before, his friendship is treasured in our family. And I want to remind everybody to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. Or you can also check out segisings.com, segisings. And we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come. And I want to play a little Christmas music by our friend, Lee Greenwood.
Now, now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition and lift off.
And with that, a spy satellite is on its way into orbit after a successful SpaceX launch of a Falcon 9 rocket this morning from the Kennedy Space Center. If you're out driving around shopping, you're not alone. A new survey from the National Retail Federation shows more than 150 million people in the United States plan on shopping today, known as Super Saturday, which is the last Saturday before Christmas. USA Radio News caught up with this youngster at the mall who explains why he's out shopping on one of the busiest days of the year.
Because I put everything off to the final minute. The malls were very busy, very packed.
If you haven't started your shopping, no worries, as Christmas is 6 days away. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. When you take a voice like that and a beautiful, beautiful face and an equally beautiful personality, you have our next guest, and that is Dina Martin. Hi, Dina. How are you?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm doing so good, and thank you so much for this CD. I love this. It's got all these great songs, but a lot of them, of course, were ones that were sung by your dad and Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis. I mean, you did a great job with this.
Thank you so much. We put our heart and soul and all of our money into it.
There you go. Heart and soul comes cheap. The money is expensive.
Yes, that's right. You know, it's to have these gorgeous arrangements and these incredible musicians, the big band and 40 strings and the cellos and harps. And I mean, it's truly Christmas time. And boy, did we have a lot of fun recording it.
What month did you record this in?
It was June. It was hot. It was so hot. And so we just cranked up the air conditioning. I got some garlands and put tinsel on the microphone.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Well, you know what? It's all about feeling the Christmas, and we just really got into the spirit of it, and it was so much fun. Because Christmas is my favorite time of year, of course.
Of course. But, you know, it's funny because I don't think people realize that you record these things so far in advance. That's why I asked. I talked to someone. I don't know who it was. They said that they had a Christmas tree and they had presents and they had hot chocolate. And then they walked out and got in their convertible and was sweating like crazy because it was the middle of the summer. But Dina, for those people who may not know this, not only lives out in California, but in Branson, Missouri. And I missed you when I was out there a couple of weeks ago. But I so badly wanted to see you because we had been missing each other. I think one time you were in Orlando and I was in Branson.
I think that's true. Isn't that well, we're like ships passing in the night.
That's exactly.
But we will definitely get it together. And I'm so sorry I didn't get to didn't get to see you, but I usually every year I do something for the veterans.
Yeah.
And because I mean that's why we are all free here today. It's because of our vets. And I'm just so sorry that we didn't get to see you. And I had just done a show, I think, with Tony Orlando.
Yes.
For MDA,
and
I know he was going to be doing the show, but I was already pre-booked someplace else, and it's a heartbreaker for me. I wish there were a couple of me, and I could be everywhere.
I wish there was too. I'd take one. But you and I have chatted so many times in the past, but I didn't realize all of the things that you were doing. Let me just touch the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Aside from the fact that she made her debut on television a few years back on your dad's show, I'll just say it that way, okay?
Okay.
Professionally trained actress at Dartington College of Arts in the United Kingdom, was on stage with the English productions of Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet, Taste of Honey, and then in this country with the Star Spangled Girl, and of course her single Girl of the Month Club, and was on a Monkees episode, and then motion pictures with Young Billy Young, Strangers at Sunrise, A Voice in the Night, and a fitness company, the Dina Martin Total Body Workout, an author of Memories Are Made of This, her tour of Memories Are Made of This, and I also didn't realize, I guess as being told this, it kind of struck a chord that you're also on radio.
On radio, and you forgot to say I was a pilot.
I didn't know that you were a pilot.
You didn't know I was a pilot?
No, I didn't. What are you checked out in?
Yes, well, we own a 310, a Cessna 310.
Do you?
Twin.
Really? Twin?
But I started, you know, of course, on the, you know, a 152, 172.
Right.
And
yes,
yeah, so I am. It's a little scary.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine. My son was taking, who, by the way, was my son who at 16 years old when we went to California had to go visit your father's grave. I'm telling you. His license plate, I think I told you this before, his vanity plate on the front said Dino. And the day he found out that your father passed away, he cried like a baby and he was maybe 15, 16 years old.
Oh, my God. gosh, so you brought him up right.
Oh, absolutely.
How incredible is that?
We had to go to visit your father's grave with a picture of him next to it, or he didn't want to go to California. That was it. I mean, that was the bottom line. But he started
that
flying.
That warms my heart. It's so amazing. And in fact, I was the one who decided to have on his gravestone, it says, Dean Martin, everybody loves somebody.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, and there's always a rose or something in that little vase that's there. Now, I understand that the memories are made of this, though, might be a movie.
Yes, and we are working on that now. Everything in Hollywood takes forever, so it seems like it's taking forever. But Bonnie Hunt is writing the screenplay.
And Joe?
And Joe Mantegna, Joe has done so much. He's going to direct it. And the very lovely Miss Jennifer Love Hewitt is going to play me.
Oh, really?
That's very exciting. She's a wonderful actress
and a very
good singer, too.
Yes, yes.
And we look very similar. And so now, trying to get that screenplay written and then figure out who could play Dean Martin.
How about...
Huh?
Me.
You. let's see. Now, are you a really good actor, Ron?
Now, let me tell you something. I'm a singer, and I do a medley of your dad's hits, including the one that I, of course, I'm Italian, so I have to do, Return to Me and everything else.
Of course.
But if you don't do Houston, you're just not going to do it,
Going back to Houston.
Now, Joe would play a good role as your dad.
He did in that Rat Pack movie.
That's right.
And he was, it was so nice to watch him because he was respectful. And he played Dean Martin the way he should be. Cool.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that, sometimes when I see these Dean Martin impersonators and they're playing my father real drunk and things like that, it's just...
No, it's bad.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Bob Anderson does a nice routine.
Oh, Bob is so good, isn't he?
Yeah, his hands even become larger.
I know. Well, that's funny. He becomes everybody he plays.
Yeah, I know he does. I know. He becomes Tony Bennett.
When he does Tom Jones and his eyes are like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
He's unbelievable. I'm anxious about this movie. I'll be honest with you, Dean. I'm really excited about that.
So am I.
I know I mentioned to you the last time that I bought a Stutz Blackhawk like your father had.
Uh-huh.
And when I show it at car shows, I actually show two people in that car. Three. I have a picture of Elvis, I have a picture of Sammy Davis, and the one right in the middle is your dad next to his Stutz. This is the shot. He's standing in front of the house. His collar is up.
That was at 601 Mountain Drive in Beverly Hills.
Wow. Yeah, great picture. I love that picture. You live in California, and you live in Branson. Do you have some Branson dates coming up?
Now, I don't know that I'm going to be doing shows here in Branson unless it's for the vets.
Okay.
Because I am mainly traveling all around. When we come to Branson, it's so nice to, we chill out, and I've probably just enough time to change horses and then out on the road again.
Well, let me know the next time you go out and change horses out there, okay? But in the meantime, go out and get Dean Martin, White Christmas. This has got to be playing on your CD player on Christmas Eve.
And it's so beautiful. And I'm not just saying this just because it's me. It's just such a good album.
It is.
Put it together so beautifully. My husband, I was a producer, and it's something that everybody needs to have. And just the pictures inside
are
beautiful. When you have the whole family, the Martins and Sinatras, if they want it personalized, they can go to DinaMartin.com or they can get it on Amazon or iTunes. It's really, really well done, and I'm just so proud of how it turned out.
And you should be, and thank you for personalizing it to me. I appreciate that.
Yes. Well, for you, anything.
Oh, well, you're a sweetheart. Go to DinaMartin.com. Find out where Dina is going to be playing. Dina, happy holiday, dear. We love you.
Happy holidays to you, too. Thank you so much. And hopefully we'll see you in April. You have a great holiday.
You too, dear.
Okay,
Dina Martin.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dina Martin has been our guest. She is so nice. What talent. And she has a brand new CD out called Dina Martin, White Christmas. And we will be back with more on Ron Segey Today.
Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling. Oh, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
And around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. I love doing the show because we make a lot of friends, and our next guest falls into that category. She's been here several times, and she's got gift ideas for the entire family, which, boy, she couldn't come at a better time for me. And she is a tech expert and a dear friend, Jennifer Jolly. Hi, Jennifer. How are you? Welcome to the show again.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for having me. And this, you don't know this, but you even have my dog. Dooney is going to help give these suggestions. Came and cuddled up right on my lap right when we started.
She's Jennifer, maybe you ought to lay off the eggnog for a little bit here. Yeah.
You know, you got the best name for this season. How could you miss with Jennifer Jolly, ladies and gentlemen? I think you have a lot of things to talk about. New smart appliances, phone protection, video games. You and the dog. What's the dog's name again?
Junie.
Start with you and Junie, okay? Let's see what we got going here.
All right. Well, this is a great one if you have pets. It's Samsung's cordless jet stick vacuum. It's a high-performance model of vacuum. It's absolutely incredible, Ron. You will not believe how far these cordless vacuums have come just with the world of technology and high-tech appliances. But this one has a high-performance filtration system built in that captures dust and allergens, pet hair, all kinds of pet hair, stuff that normally would get kicked back into the air. You can use it on all different types of floors, hardwood, tile, rugs, carpets. It has its own charging dock, which is so cool for a stick vac like this because you don't have to make holes in a wall and try to prop it up somewhere. It's very easy to empty, and it's super lightweight. It can break down into almost like a handy vacuum, but then it's, you know, can stretch itself back out into a full kind of upright. It's just an incredible machine. You can vacuum for up to an hour straight before it needs a battery charge. I have never vacuumed for an hour straight. There are three different models. They start at just under $350.
Wow, that's great. That is fantastic because nothing drives me more crazy than pet hair. That is great. Now, you know, I'm a firm believer, and I think you and I have had this conversation in the past about toys that educate, okay? Do you have something on the list this year that would fill that category?
Absolutely. You know, coding. Everybody talks about coding. This is now an essential 21st century skill, just like math and reading. Take a look at iRobot's root coding robot. I remember seeing this at CES. I think it was just last year. It makes learning to code feel like play. It gives everyone the chance to practice coding in a simple and fun way. And then it has a companion app you can put on a tablet or a smartphone, and you can choose between three different levels of coding so it can grow along with your child's skills. And I say child, but truly I mean myself, because this says on the box it's perfect for ages 4 to 99. I can tell you that that's true because my 81-year-old dad and I set it up yesterday and we played with it for hours. Super creative, super fun to use. Normally it runs just under $200, but it's about $50 off for the next few days. So this is a great one to snag up right now.
I love when I hear stories about adults playing with children's toys because, you know, it really takes us back to the premise that we're all children at heart. And I love that. I think that's a great way to go. You know, my sons growing up, they're adults now, but when they were growing up, they were mad over Star Wars. And now they are still mad over Star Wars and they have their own children. So it just never goes away, does it? I mean, it's just a thing that's going to go like the Star Wars universe, something that just never leaves us.
Oh, my gosh. It's so true. And thanks to a store called GameStop, you can have literally every Star Wars thing you could think of. I have a Mandalorian Baby Yoda waffle maker here. I made some waffles, put it up on my social media, and my friends went nuts for it. I'm talking kids, teenagers, adults. It is incredible. And this is, you know, around that $25 mark. It's not that expensive.
No.
But it's so much fun to pull that out, make your Mandalorian Baby Yoda waffles. Another huge hit has been a Star Wars Monopoly game. That was on the top 10 gadgets and gifts of the year. And then the Black Series Shadow Trooper electronic helmet. It looks so cool. It's an actual helmet. Fits down over your face. It has a little voice changer, so you sound like a stormtrooper. It comes in at just under $100, and I cannot wait to walk through the grocery store wearing this later today. It'll be on social media. It's so, so funny. The trick here is to go to GameStop.com/gifthub, and they have everything. They have the Star Wars t-shirts, the gaming consoles, just everything you could want.
And in the event you just tuned in, we're talking to our friend Jennifer Jolly, an Emmy Award-winning consumer tech journalist and the host of the Digital Lifestyle series for USA Today. Jennifer, we've been talking about fun things. What about items that are important to us? This time of the year, and I'm assuming that with everything's happening in the computer world, that it's only going to get worse. How do you protect computers, your identity, and still make it a great gift idea that works 12 months out of the year?
Well, there's a little time tiny device called a YubiKey 5C NFC. It's a small but mighty gadget to lock down your cybersecurity. So you can think about it like this. You'll have keys to your office, your house, your car. This is a key to your digital world. It's like a key to your digital front door. So small you can even put it on a keychain. It has an incredibly secure form of two-factor authentication. You plug it right into your gadget, whether it's a laptop, a tablet, a smartphone, and then it can protect against common attacks. And even if a bad guy gets your username and password, a hacker still needs physical access to your YubiKey to get into your actual account. And right now they're running a special. If you go to the yubico.com/store to buy one of these YubiKeys, you can enter the code Jolly5 and they'll take $5 off your purchase.
Wow.
Not a ton, but this is a $45 gadget, so every little bit helps.
You're so good at this. What would you get yourself if you had the opportunity to buy for you?
I have bought so many things for myself, it's kind of embarrassing. I bought myself a Theragun, one of those therapeutic massage devices, because I'm a runner and I'm using that. I bought myself a little blow-up paddleboard. I mean, it's kind of been ridiculous how much I feel like I didn't travel. I didn't spend any money on myself the whole rest of the year, so I've splurged a bit on my tech gadgets. One of the buys that I feel really good about is I bought life-proof wake cases for my whole family. It's going to be stocking stuffers. I'm hoping that they can't hear me tell you this. They're made from 85% of plastic that's been fished out of our oceans, so it's creative recycling and sustainability. And for everyone that you buy or gift someone, you register the purchase online and they donate a dollar back to the company's nonprofit partners like the Coral Reef Alliance. So that's a gift that keeps on giving, and that starts at just under $40. You can find them all at techish.com. I mean, really, so many good things out this year.
Well, you deserve it, I want to tell you. You do a lot for other people. Techish.com is where to go. And our guest has been our friend Jennifer Jolly. Have a great Christmas and looking forward to talking to you after the first of the year, okay?
Merry Christmas, jolly holidays. Can't wait to talk with you in the new year.
I love what you did. Jolly Holidays. Wow, what a great name for a company. You should have that, Jolly Holidays. Thanks, Jennifer. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
An Emmy Award-winning consumer for tech journalism and the host of the Digital Lifestyle Series for USA Today, Jennifer Jolly. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Sedgie today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, Lee Greenwood, Dina Martin, and Jennifer Jolly. Next hour, Tony Orlando will be with us. Later on in the hour, KC and the Sunshine Band. As I mentioned earlier, they have a Christmas CD out right now, and it is really unbelievable. You won't believe this is KC. And then we're going to close things out in the second hour with Troy expert Elizabeth Warner. She's going to be here helping us with some ideas for the youngsters in our audience this holiday season. And that's all coming up next hour. We're going to pause momentarily, but we'll be back with hour number two of Ron Sedgie today, and our first guest of the second hour, Tony Orlando.